the first private company to launch U.S. astronauts if all goes as planned.
The only thing at this point that appears that could scrub the 4:33 Eastern Time blastoff would be weather. Currently, the weather forecast at launch time is 60% favorable. NASA's calling it Launch America.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday. And you know what that means. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. I've been dying to talk to him since last night's bizarre Q&A with the governor after he announced that we're moving to phase two of his plan to reopen the economy of the state of Nevada. Chuck Muth joins us. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm doing fantastic.
I can't believe what I witnessed last night. It was one of the most bizarre. There was no opening statement, as there was supposed to be, announcing that we're reopening. But there was a rather bizarre Q&A session that was conducted. First of all, your overall impressions of the governor's message that essentially we're opening on either Friday or June 4th.
Well, this continues to be a clown show. How in the heck, after over 2 months, the governor of the state of Nevada still can't even conduct a Zoom meeting press conference where he takes live questions from reporters that the rest of us who are affected by this can't watch or listen into? And then to not even be able to upload the promised video, this is such incompetence at such a basic level, and yet we're supposed to trust that this guy and his administration can figure a way out for us to safely reopen our economy. I don't think so.
Let me just ask you then. The message itself, though, was that we are reopening to a great degree, and the biggest thing, the casinos are going to reopen on June 4th, I guess. Tell me, first of all, do you think that's good or bad? Because I talk to people around the gaming industry and say we can't exist on 50% capacity.
I understand. I think if I remember correctly, I think I read that the big gaming enterprise, is MGM, I think it was announced, that they're not going to reopen all of their properties all at once. They're going to reopen their properties, in a phased transition to this. But the bottom line, Kevin, is until we're reopened, even if it's below 50% capacity, people aren't going to book flights to come here until they know that there's going to be some place to stay and something to do. Carolyn Goodman, Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman, was absolutely right. The process for reopening our gaming industry should have started over a month ago, back in mid-April. The curve had already been flattened. We could have started to make those changes back then so that by now we'd be reopened. There are people flying all over the country. There are already casinos open in other states. It's absurd that we've had to wait this long to get the doors reopened. And again, until the doors are reopened, nobody's going to book a flight and come to Las Vegas. So thank goodness the process is finally going to start, but we're way, way, way away from being out of the woods.
Well, and if I might tell you, the Derek Stevens from the D is giving away 2,000 one-way tickets from 24 selected cities across America to Las Vegas. At least he's doing something about it.
Yes, I saw that this morning, and I immediately forwarded it to my sister in Baltimore and told her she needs to figure out a way to get the round-trip airfare and come on out for a visit. And that's the thing. Again, this is another example of where Carolyn Goodman was absolutely right on the mark back in mid-April about the reopening. Once the government allows them to reopen, businesses will figure out how to get folks back into their operations. They'll make sure, from a marketing standpoint, that people feel comfortable and safe coming here. And that's what business does. It is their responsibility. Once the government allows them to go back into business, it's going to be up to them to make sure that the businesses reopen, start to regain customers, and get back into a profitable situation.
And what about this bizarre story that the governor may have exposed himself to the coronavirus and has been tested? He'll get the results, I guess, this morning. We have no word whether he tested positive or negative, but it forced him into not having a live news conference, but having something else, some semblance of a news conference. What did you make of all that? And is he being overly cautious on this thing?
Well, it again reinforces the notion that this guy is so totally contradictory in everything that he's said and done since St. Patrick's Day when he shut the state down. He keeps trying to shame people into wearing a face diaper even when they're outside driving alone in their cars. I mean, he keeps hammering on this face mask thing. And yet, because he might have been exposed to someone 5 days ago, he couldn't figure out how to hold his press conference wearing a face mask and keeping everybody at least 6 feet away from him in order to conduct this press conference. Well, if you can't conduct a press conference wearing a face mask and having everybody at least 6 feet away from you, then why do you keep telling all of us that that's what we have to do in order to be safe if it obviously doesn't work, because even he wouldn't do it?
And then there's the picture of what appears to be Steve Sisolak in line in the checkout line at a Walgreens without a mask. I mean, this gets more and more bizarre.
It's absolutely bizarre, but it's par for the course. All over the country, we see these governors enjoying their authoritarian power to tell everybody else what to do and what they, whether or not they can and cannot exercise their constitutional rights. But those rules don't apply to them. The Michigan Governor Whitmer, I guess she just got called up because her husband tried to take a boat out on the lake and was supposedly making a joke about it. But I've seen all kinds of photographs. I think it was Bill de Blasio in New York who was out walking in Central Park. I mean, these guys tell everybody to do one thing, but then they don't follow their own advice. So it's totally contradictory, and it's no wonder that the people themselves have started unquarantining themselves and are ignoring these government edicts.
Okay, the political fallout, I don't know how this is going to play, but the Nevada Republican Party has called for an investigation into alleged illegal contributions to Governor Sisolak's 2018 campaign. What do you know about that?
I only know the same story that everybody else read. I think it was in Politico yesterday.
Yeah.
This sort of thing can happen. I don't want to pile on the governor over this, just like I didn't think it was right for them to pile on Adam Laxalt when someone else, unbeknownst to the candidate, made an illegal contribution. The candidate, if the candidate knew about it, that would be one thing. But in this case, and I think it's the same group of people, they hid it. I mean, they went to extraordinary lengths to make sure that nobody knew that they were making an illegal contribution. So until I know more about this, whether or not the governor actually knew he was accepting an illegal contribution, I don't really want to pile on him at this point. I think it's a little early. I think more information is going to come out on this, and then we'll see where it goes.
Joining us, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. I want to talk about the politics of this pandemic. It has been what I originally called an uneven performance by the governor. Bad bedside manner, bad technical. I mean, even the press release that was distributed to the media to announce that the governor would have a news conference last night, even that, the first word, instead of today, it was something I can't even pronounce, but it was a typo in the original release. These are the people that can't shoot straight at all. They failed us on Dieter. Will there be a political price to pay? And if so, who on the right is stepping up to challenge this governor?
Oh, man, that is the million-dollar question, Kevin. Yeah, the governor, and these are all self-inflicted wounds. I mean, he has botched this from the beginning. Even if you grant that a tough decision had to be made in an emergency situation to shut the state down for a short period of time, the way he did it from the right out of the gate was screwed up. I mean, the very first press conference, he told all non-essential businesses that they, quote, should shut down. It wasn't an order. It was giving them an option. Well, non-essential businesses said, well, if grocery stores can continue to let people come in their doors safely by practicing these social distancing protocols, why can't we? And so they didn't shut down. And the governor had to reverse himself and said they must shut down. So he really has botched this all along. The thing that has amazed me is that there were and continue to be legitimate criticisms of the way the governor has handled this situation, yet the media has given this guy a free pass. I mean, they've just let him get along with it, let him go along with all this without criticizing things that are legitimately open to criticism. So I think that there is going to be some political blowback. It's a long way to 2022 when the governor will be on the ballot again. But there could be a few races for the legislature where there are Democrats who are vulnerable to a Republican challenger in November. And you may see a few Democrats get painted with what Sisolak has done, since it's all his party. You may see a couple of Democrats lose their seats in November at the state assembly and maybe even the state Senate level.
Does it worry you, though, that nobody has stepped up to essentially be the loyal opposition and challenge the governor when he clearly has no clothes?
Yes, it does. And that's, people keep telling me, come on, what are we going to do about the governor? And I always respond, you can't beat somebody with nobody. And you're absolutely correct, Kevin. I have not seen one Republican figure that has the type of statewide presence who could step forward and challenge the governor. Now, obviously, we've got a long way to go. People are still worried about 2018. They're not really focusing on, 2020. They're not really focusing on 2022 yet. But still, this is the time when somebody, if they were interested in running against the governor and challenging him in 2022, now's the time to be stepping up and getting your name out there and making your case for why you would do a better job than what the governor is doing. But you're right. There's nobody out there doing that yet.
When we come back, we are not on the cusp of an election. We are in the midst of an election. The mail-in ballots have to be in. Okay, so if you have not already filled out your ballot and mailed it in, please do so. We'll talk about the races to watch on June 9th and beyond, because this thing may not be, none of these races may be called on June 9th. As we continue, live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. We've got an election coming up June 9th, although the election is already underway. If you've not already mailed your ballot in, fill it out, mail it in. Chuck, tell me how this election thing is going to run. If I go to my mailbox on June 9th and I put it in my mailbox and the postman comes to get it, but it doesn't get postmarked, am I out of luck?
you are out of luck. If it's not postmarked by midnight, June the 9th, the ballot is supposedly not going to be counted. It has to be postmarked. So you can't just put it in your own mailbox after the mailman has gotten there or after hours. The safest thing to do, really, if you don't trust that your ballot may actually even be delivered by the post office, is to drop it off at one of the drop-off locations sometime before the polls close on June the 9th.
So when do we find out a winner? If indeed all this stuff is going to be postmarked on June 9th, and are we going to know in a couple of days? Are we going to know in a week who wins?
Well, it really is going to depend on whether or not a candidate wins by a large enough margin that any ballots that trickle in late won't really make a difference. If it's a close election, you could go a heck of a lot longer than 10 days because you've got, I think it's a week to what they call cure a problem with a ballot. If you forgot to sign the ballot, or if your signature that shows up on the ballot doesn't match the signature that the election department has on file, they're going to mail you a notice saying, hey, you've got a problem with your ballot. Now, you then have to receive that notice, which is going to be mailed to you. That's going to take a couple of days. Figure out what went wrong, correct it, and then mail it back in. So, you know, a lot of ballots still may not have been received and cured in time with the 7-day limit that they've imposed on this. So at the very least, in a close race, it's going to take at least a week after June 9th. It's going to be the middle of July before a lot of these close races are going to be called.
Okay, you talked about close races. What are the races that you'll be watching on election night and beyond?
Well, the number one, and in the interest of disclosure, which, Kevin, you know I always do, I am working with a state legislative candidate named Annie Black. She's running for Assembly District 19, which is a goofy district in the way it's laid out. It's Mesquite up in the north end of Clark County, around the Nellis Air Force Base area, and then a portion of Old Henderson. But here's the reason why that's an important race. It's because it's two Republicans, and he's running against incumbent Republican, Chris Edwards, and no Democrats or third-party candidates filed. So that race will be decided in the primary on June the 9th. And this is a great opportunity for a conservative Republican to pick up a seat in the Assembly. So that's the main one that I'm going to be looking at. But there's a whole bunch of races. I think Assembly District 37 with Andy Matthews against Michelle Mortensen is one I'm keeping an eye on. There's an open seat in Assembly District 2, formerly held by Assemblyman John Hambrick, who's one of the tax hikers from the 2015 session. There are three conservative Republicans running for that seat. All three have signed the taxpayer protection pledge, so it's going to be interesting to see which of those emerges out of that race. So there are some very interesting races still going to be on the ballot for the primary election.
And in the CD3, CD4 race, do you have favorites going in?
Yeah, yes and no. In CD3, there's no question in CD3. Dan Rodheimer has the best chance of the candidates in that race to go up against Susie Lee for CD3. Dan Schwartz, I don't even know why he's in this race. Certainly, I don't understand why he's registered as a Republican. Dan Rodheimer is definitely the candidate for that race. In CD4, I think you now have it narrowed down to three candidates because it's a much more difficult race because of the Democrat voter registration advantage. So you have to look at which candidate not necessarily is the most conservative, but which candidate is the most conservative candidate who can win, and whether people like it or not, the ability to raise money to compete against Stephen Horsford in November has to be a factor.
Yeah.
And looking at that, I think you have it narrowed down now to Lisa Song Sutton, Sam Peters, or Jim Marchant are the three candidates who probably have the best chance of pulling off a major upset in November.
Hey, Chuck, we'll be looking for your Muth's Truth. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Stick around. Megan Barth joins us next, live and local, now.
A I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed on investor optimism over plans to reopen America. Among the gainers today, travel companies, banks, and other stocks that would benefit the most from a reopening economy. However, large-cap tech companies are falling, which is weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. And shares of Dow component Boeing are up around 1%. The aerospace giant said it will be laying off 2,500 workers this week as the company works toward its previously announced goal of reducing its labor force by 10%. An off-price retailer Tuesday morning filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection with plans to close more than a third of its stores. Tuesday morning had been struggling when the coronavirus pandemic began, and things got worse when it was forced to temporarily shutter its locations. The company joins a growing list of retailers that have tumbled into Chapter 11 bankruptcy during the pandemic, including JCPenney and J.Crew. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Family members of a man killed in police custody in Minneapolis say they want murder charges filed. Some protesters vandalized a police station and threw things at officers.
Police responded with tear gas. The protests in the death of George Floyd, a forgery suspect who was seen on video begging arresting officers Monday to stop kneeling on his neck, that he couldn't breathe. He later died.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A storm's made landfall in South Carolina with wind near 50 miles an hour.
Tropical storm Bertha is spreading rain from Florida to the mid-Atlantic coastline throughout the day today through Thursday. Scattered storms could cause the postponement of SpaceX's scheduled astronaut launch that happens today at 4:33 p.m. They will make the call just before launch time.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. It's rare to have had two named storms this early in the year. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
America's four-legged heroes. Hear the stories of the canine soldiers who protect our military and fight for our country and freedom.
That dog had just saved my life and the ones who are behind me.
A dog for a soldier is probably the closest you'll get to a link to home. Trust your dog. Your dog will get you through. Your dog will save lives.
Watch Hero Dogs. Available now, only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It had to be one of the most bizarre happenings that I can recall in this state since I've been here, back in 2011 when I moved here. We are moving into phase two. We have a governor who we don't know whether he's tested positive yet for the coronavirus, but he was tested. And we're expecting to get the results, I thought, today sometime. We were supposed to have a live news conference yesterday afternoon at 5:30. That got canceled because of this possibility of exposure to COVID-19. I'll be honest with you. A lot of stuff is opening up, but under conditions that I don't think business can return to normal. I just don't think it can. Joining us now, Megan Bartha. She does every week joining us. Megan, first of all, what did you make of the bizarre announcement that we're moving into phase two, sort of?
You know, Kevin, when I heard the news that he was going to give a live press conference, I was actually going to watch it. And then I got the update on Twitter from Sisolak that he was then going to cancel the live press conference and then record a pre-recorded video and then release that. And so then, of course, I checked back around 7 o'clock because by this time I'm just fed up. You know, cancel this, tweet this, update this. You know, it is the most important event for a majority of Nevadans. When in the hell are we going to reopen Nevada? And he's having technical difficulties as well as a potential exposure from someone who has COVID, who wasn't in the facility at the time he was in the facility. Is he just not going to go out at all until COVID is eliminated? Maybe we should hope for that.
Well, and by the way, I don't know, I'm pretty sure you've seen it, that picture that appears to be Steve Sisolak in a Walgreens store without a mask.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. I tweeted it out yesterday. And so I thought he must be selfish then, because he's told Nevadans that we are selfish and we don't care about other people if we don't wear a mask. Well, obviously, Steve is selfish. And if he can't handle uploading a video, you know, this is not rocket science technical stuff. If they can't, I could go on IG Live after we hang up and I can be talking to thousands of people within 30 seconds. And so if he can't even run a video, how is he running our state? Well, it's a good example. He has technical difficulties. He has economic difficulties. He has leadership difficulties. And obviously he has mask difficulties if he can't even wear a mask in a Walgreens like he is demanding that all of us do. And then on top of that, calling us selfish if we don't.
I don't know if you caught this, Megan, but the press release announcing the news conference last night, the first word was misspelled. They meant to say today, and it ended up with some spell check laden thing. It explains to me why Dieter is so screwed up, and why and why there are literally hundreds of thousands of folks here in Nevada still waiting for their money. These people are incompetent.
Bingo.
Wow.
And he is running our state, and that's why our state is running right into the ground. And in this phase two opening, what is it, 30% occupancy here, 50% occupancy there, masks optional, but it is so convoluted that, you know, usually the most direct route is a straight line. The shortest distance is between, you know, the two points. So, but we are going everywhere, and it's not even in accordance with CDC guidelines. As you had mentioned before you introduced me, that you don't know how businesses are going to survive, and I'm sure businesses are asking themselves that very same question. How are small businesses supposed to survive when he can't even follow CDC guidelines? And, oh, by the way, we've had 4 weeks straight of declining numbers. We flattened the curve. We were asked to flatten the curve. The curve is now nearly inverted, certainly when it comes to the economy. We've flattened the curve. They just can't change the rules. And that's exactly what Democrat governors like Steve Sisolak has done, putting people under quarantine for 90 days and maybe we'll come out of it then, waiting for a vaccine so we can all just be isolated here like lab rats and then line up and get injected with the virus instead of maybe go out and produce some income and revenue for our families and for our state and have the, 0.03% chance of getting the virus, or at least the lethality of the virus. I mean, we literally have a 99-point-some-odd percent chance of surviving the virus. I'll take that risk. It's a pretty good risk. But what I will not do is sit around and be bossed around by someone who obviously doesn't know what he's doing, and then having completely hypocritical stances when he won't wear a mask, he's punishing small business. We had a gym that sued Governor Sisolak, a CrossFit gym in North Las Vegas, because cops actually went in to a family meeting, since it was a family-run gym, and started threatening them and intimidating them with $1,000 fines and jail time. This is not how I want my tax dollars spent. And, oh, by the way, we don't have any tax dollars because no one's working.
I got to ask you, because I asked the same question to Chuck Muth a little bit earlier this morning, and that is, this governor has been horrible, awful, embarrassing, really embarrassing when you compare him to governors across the United States. But I don't see anybody on the Republican side that is rising up to become or to represent the loyal opposition. I mean, is there anybody out there that is stepping up?
Thank you for mentioning that, because that has been a conversation I have been having for at least 2 weeks. With some people in this valley that have some influence. And I keep asking, where are the fighters? Where are the fighters for the Republican Party? Where are the fighters for Nevadans? Hell, you could scrape up so many Democrats right now that are out of work that can see, because they're not blinded by ideology. They are good, hardworking Americans of all stripes and all colors, Nevadans from north to south and in Clark County. We want to go back to work. Where is our champion? Where is our champion in the Republican Party? I see a few pieces here and there. I saw Adam Laxalt on Tucker, which was doing a great job last night. But they need to be here. They need to be loud. And they need to be vocal. And whether it's coming on your show or Wayne's show or getting out there with op-eds, Nevadans need a champion, and we need a fighter, and we need them now.
You have any suggestions?
Oh, I have a whole list. Where are our electeds? Let's just start with those who are elected.
Is there
or
any
former electeds? And if Adam Laxalt had a problem with what Sandoval did last week about coming out for mail-in ballots, he and his either new wife or old wife, I have no idea, was sitting on a couch in a very nice place. Governor Sandoval, supposedly a Republican, talking about how great mail-in ballots are. Well, are the mail-in ballots so great that are piling up in garbage cans and in apartment buildings by the thousands? Are mail-in ballots so great when we literally have post office whistleblowers talking to Fox News and others about how this is just a recipe for disaster and all of these errors that are coming through the registrar's office, et cetera? Ballots here, ballots there, ballots everywhere, no chain of custody in ballots. And we don't really have a vocal critic of this locally. And it might be, Kevin, it just might be because we have a Republican Secretary of State.
Really?
I don't know. Perhaps. They don't need to lay blame on her feet, but they could certainly be vocal about the absolute mess that has been created by decisions coming from her office.
Well, and we still don't have the Dieter thing figured out. And yet I don't see Republicans making this a political issue when it should be. I mean, this is people's livelihood.
It should absolutely be. This is about people's paychecks. This is about people's livelihoods. This is about our state being financially solvent. Now all of a sudden, Governor Sisolak's going to have an emergency meeting on how to figure out how to raise taxes. Henderson City Council, run by Democrats, just raised taxes to raise revenue. This is according to the Democrats' plan. It doesn't matter how much money they have or don't have. Taxes are always a solution to their spending problems. I don't see Governor Sisolak calling an emergency meeting of getting rid of the Office of New Americans, which is a new bureaucracy, which he put in last year or the year before. No talk about shaving down the administration state and the education. What are we, 57th, according to Obama, in state's education? 50th, 48th, whatever it is. I don't hear about, you know, maybe cutting down on the bureaucrats within the halls of the Nevada part-time government or the full-time education government, it seems as though. So, you know, this is the solution to the Democrats' problems, is to punish people more by raising taxes. This is a political issue. How are they going to raise taxes on people that haven't gotten an employment check or even a job in the last 90 days? We have hundreds of thousands of people out of work. Thousands of them have gotten permanent pink slips. Tens of thousands are expected at the casinos.
Wow.
And his solution is to cut down wind traffic or casino traffic by 50% and small business poker bars by 50%.
It makes no sense at all.
It's amazing to me.
More coming up with Megan Barth. The governor's got more problems than just a positive test for coronavirus. He's got some legal issues that have cropped up just in the last 24 hours from Politico. We'll talk about that with Megan Barth coming up live and local now.
Hey, Nevada, this is Ted Nugent. That's right, Ted Nugent full time. I'm calling on behalf of Republican candidate for Congress, Sam Peters, who I have proudly endorsed. Sam is a retired Air Force officer, a Bronze Star earning warfighter, and one hell of an American. Like me, he supports God, family, country, President Trump, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, and Build That Wall. In fact, leaders at the NRA, we just gave Sam a perfect rating. As a business owner, Sam knows how to get Nevada back to work and our country rocking and rolling again. Join Ted Nugent, the Nugent family. Endorse Sam Peters for Nevada with your vote. Learn more about Sam at sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, the number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. I approve this message.
This is paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters for Congress. God bless America.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hi, I'm Sawyer Silberkraus. My dad, Stephen Silberkraus, is running for University Regent. He wants to make sure that every kid like me can get a good education. Please vote for my dad, Stephen Silberkraus, for University Regent. He'll do a good job for you. Paid for by friends for Stephen Silberkraus. I love you, Dad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Megan Barth joining us, as she does every week. I want to ask you, because the Nevada Republican Party has called for an investigation into what they allege to be straw man purchases. Actually, it's not them. It's the Politico was the one that dropped the bombshell story. That Governor Sisolak may have benefited from straw man donations to his 2018 governor campaign. First of all, have you heard much about this, and is there anything to it?
Well, we won't find out if there's anything to it unless there's an investigation and demands made by Nevada Republicans for this investigation. I've heard Ronna McDaniel call for an investigation. But again, this goes back to the prior segment. Nevada Republicans need to get louder. They need to get louder, and they need to start standing on behalf of Nevadans. They need to stand on principle and not politics. This is the perfect time for them, especially when we have what is alleged corruption in the Sisolak campaign. So that should be investigated. We have to presume him innocent. We have to presume him innocent before he's found guilty, but the least it requires is an investigation. But here we go. We're going to go to our AG, who's been arrested four times in his past.
Aaron
Ford. You think the Attorney General is going to open up an investigation? There needs to be some independent investigation. There needs to be some more digging books. And there needs to be some more evidence presented.
This stuff goes on. I mean, we know this stuff goes on. But when somebody with the credibility of Politico comes out, does it lead you to believe that maybe there's more than just smoke? That there's actually a bonfire brewing here?
Well, usually where there's smoke, there's fire. So we're going to need to follow. We need to make some public demands. We need to make some noise. We need to put on the pressure. You know, often the minority is the loudest. That's why the Democrats do so well with their mob mentality. They're usually the minority, but they scream the loudest. They have the goons on the streets with the matching shirts and the bullhorns and all of that, whereby, you know, Republicans, we're usually hard at work. We're not paid to organize. We're not paid to protest. We're simply taxed to fund all of their machinations. So it's time for our elected officials, even former elected officials, to get louder and start making the demands and holding this administration accountable for its incompetence and its absolutely disastrous decisions.
Because this really has been, the last few years have been really a crisis of competence, not confidence, competence. And it's getting worse before it gets better. I want to ask you, we got an election coming up June 9th. And by the way, the election, believe it or not, underway. And I got to ask you, this whole mail-in ballot thing, The state GOP and the RNC have filed suit. Are we going to end up with harvesting, which I thought was against the law?
Well, we really don't know, Kevin, because it was a backroom shady deal done by Hillary Clinton's attorney, Mark Elias. The commissioners, Democrat commissioners, I guess, were made aware of it. The Democrats of Nevada were at the table with Joe Gloria, and they signed or at least came to an agreement. No one has a copy of this agreement. No one really knows what's in the agreement. But we kind of have an idea of what's in the agreement by what they said, which met all of their demands in their DNC lawsuit against the state, which was the elimination of signatures from ballots, allowing harvesting, going completely around the law, and I guess paying third-party groups. I'm hearing rumors of harvesting. These harvests are bountiful because we have ballots laying all over the place. We have ballots laying all over apartment buildings and post offices and in the registrar's office. There are ballots everywhere that they can harvest, making it very easy for them to harvest as many Democrat ballots as possible. Dead people are getting ballots. Inactive voters are getting ballots. Hundreds of thousands of inactive voters are getting ballots. Where do you think those ballots are going? Supposedly that's legal. See, the difference is, Kevin, there's a huge difference between mail-in ballots and absentee ballots. And this is where the Democrats like to confuse the ignorant. Mail-in ballots is just taking directly from your voter rolls and inactive voter rolls. So hundreds of thousands, millions of people are getting ballots, hundreds of thousands that shouldn't be getting ballots. Absentee ballots require a variety of verification steps. And these verifications include ID, signature, address verification, et cetera. Mail-in ballots do not. So what the Democrats did was basically eliminate all the verification steps needed for absentee ballots. And so they're just having a ballot party, and they invited the harvesters.
So what happens from here then? I mean, when does a suit get heard? When do we get in front of a judge? How do we get discovery? I mean, we've got an election June 9th.
Right, and this is not just going to apply to the primary election, Kevin. This is going to apply to the general election, and that's in accordance to how the DNC replied to the True the Vote lawsuit, which was amended and is being heard in a federal district court. We expect a decision any day. We added Clark County to our amended lawsuit. We filed a preliminary injunction, and we should be going to the 9th because I'm assuming that the DNC will appeal to the 9th if they lose and vice versa if we lose. And so it is an ongoing lawsuit. We have not backed down. True the Vote has not backed down. Jim Bopp of Bopp Law Firm out of Terre Haute, Indiana has not backed down. As a matter of fact, their secret backdoor shady deal that they agreement that they made with Clark County, they just can't pick and choose the counties they want to harvest in. They just can't pick and choose the counties they want to count votes in. That doesn't work. You don't pick the largest county in Nevada and then change the law without using the legislature to do so. You just can't pick the largest county. 77% of our votes in Nevada come out of that county. They didn't pick any other county.
Well, and
so
that's
there's a lot of issues to this backroom deal, and we deserve to see the agreement. And I want to hear more elected screaming, "Where is the agreement? Show us the agreement."
That goes back to what we talked about earlier, where Republicans got to step up. They've got to step up, and they've got to be a counterbalance, because otherwise the Dems are going to run right over us, and they're already doing it.
Well, I don't know why they haven't stepped up, and the only thing I can think of is because they're afraid to throw some shade at another elected Republican. Like I said, stand on principle and not politics, and maybe you'll rebuild the party in Nevada.
Megan, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again next week. If folks want to know how to reach out to you, how do they do it?
ReaganBabe.com. Very easy. Sign up for my newsletter every Saturday morning. It arrives in your inbox, 9 a.m., along with your coffee. It's perfect.
I love it. Megan, have a great rest of your week. We'll talk soon. Stay safe.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
That's Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave American Pack. Stick around. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll check in the Coachella Valley. Our buddy Jim Yoder. What is it like living with a pandemic and a Democrat governor not named Sisolak? Well, we'll find out. Jim Yoder's next, live and local now. I play this game. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now!